are WNST, Tassel Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Happy Thanksgiving, happy post-Thanksgiving, happy leftovers, whatever you're eating. We try to make the leftovers really good around here because you're going to eat them five or six times. I'm going to be having crab cakes for leftovers. The Maryland Lottery and our friends at Window Nation in conjunction with Jiffy Lube, MultiCare, sending us out on the road. We're going to be doing a bunch next week, so I got no time to be filled up with all this extra turkey and pumpkin pie. Wednesday, we're going to be at Coco's Pub in Lauraville. Got great guest Ron Cassie's going to come by. We're going to talk some stadium stuff there. Thursday, we are going to be at Gertrude's for the very first time at the BMA. Dan Roderick's joining us talking about his plays. We're going to be talking to Odette Ramos about things going on in the city and things going on around Hopkins. And then on Friday, we're going to be back up in Perryville at the Hollywood Casino. I'll be making my really lousy football picks with Christian Horton. Also going to be joined by Maryland Stadium Authority former chairman Tom Kelso talking about money, hundreds of millions of dollars of your money. Every week we try to get together here and educate ourselves about something new to us, new to our society in many ways, certainly new to our state in regard to adult use and cannabis. I am a blunt person shirt, which is very subtle in some ways. Some people just think like, yeah, Nestor's been shooting his mouth off on the radio for like 32 years. And if you go into Foreign Daughter and Timon, you'll see they sell these shirts because blunt, get it. Anyway, Wendy is here. She is, of course, the brand officer, chief brand officer, CBO of all things, education, knowledge, science, sometimes tours in a Willy Wonka suit. And at least for this weekend, Black Friday specials and all sorts of can of blitz things going on with the Ravens and giving me nice shirts as well. Happy Thanksgiving to you. I know you have children, you have family, you have Biggie pudding probably going on and all sorts of things happening this week, but really a lot going on is sort of a first Black Friday for adult use in your industry and sales and like every other place on earth, right?
Yes, thank you. Happy turkey to everyone. This is our family's favorite time of year. It is. And for those of you who don't know, Green Wednesday comes before Thanksgiving. Black Friday obviously happens after. So we've created our industry has created its own holiday in this festive season.
You already had one. It's April 20th, and that was invented 40 years ago, right? Like literally, right?
Well, you know what? I will tell you, it'll be interesting to see what happens in this first year of adult use for the holiday season. In the years prior, the 5-6 years prior of medical, this is always a time of year where we see an uptick in traffic because people are looking for solutions because they're stressed about the holidays. They got family coming, in-laws, social anxiety for all the things to do, or they're looking for the energy to make it through all of the holiday excitement. So it's really interesting kind of the wellness needs that are there relative to the holiday season. We're actually putting out, and I think we're pretty excited through the lens of, you know, this is the first time that cannabis is available to everyone in the state, and it can be a gift. You can get your mom a pre-roll or a balm.
I was going to ask you about this because you know what? My lottery friends tell me like, you can gift these, and people do, just don't put it in your kid's stocking. That's the only rule right on the lottery tickets is they make great office gifts and stuff like that, and it's fun. Like office pools are fun on jackpots, whatnot. I literally was going to ask you about this, and here's where it gets interesting for me. I've had some aches and pains in my back, right? We talked a couple weeks ago. We did the marathon and the 5K. We've done tours. We've done science, education, doctors, all that stuff. But this is really literally for me on a practical matter to say my knee's been a little tight. I've had a little back tight. I'm doing a ton of yoga. I mean, I'm fit. I feel really good at my age, but I want what my dad would call Absorbine Junior, some Bengay. And here's the deal. I've been medical a few years. I've gotten bombs. I don't understand the science. I've come to your place. I bought it from you. I've asked, hey, I want this sort of like a Bengay. I want this sort of like after a workout, I come home, I need to hydrate. I want to put it on my muscles and I want it to work. And I even showed you the product I had and you're like, oh, no. We can do something. Hold on. We can do better than that. And here's where it really gets interesting for me is that you had to be medical before. Now you can be adult use. That literally if somebody just stops into your place at Foreign Daughter and they say to somebody my thing, like, hey, tennis, this back injury, golf, whatever it would be, picking up the turkey for crying out loud. bombs and rubs, because it feels to me like you give somebody flower, they're like, don't smoke. Give somebody gummy, they're like, what's in that? How high am I going to get? What's it going to do to me? But bombs are like maybe the first place to say, this stuff works. This is medicine. It's real. It's legit in every way. I've seen it. I believe in it. But more than that, I literally have a need because I've been sore lately. So if I come in, what are you going to tell me, Wendy?
Okay, so this is like my power lane. I love the topicals. I mean, don't get me wrong. I consume through inhalation and chews and other things, but I just think the topicals are the best thing ever. And that's because, so there's two different kind of topicals that you can have. A traditional topical is not permeating your bloodstream, right? It's just on going on the skin. That's what you would be like your direct comparison to like a Bengay, right? So rather than using something like that, you could be using something that has cannabis as its active ingredients. The topicals in the dispensary are, we sell two different products that we make. One is our line called Move, M-O-V-E, and the other is called Synergy Balm that comes from a company called Dixie. The Dixie Synergy Balm is a tub. You know, put your hand in, scoop some out, rub it in. Topical only.
That's what I have. That's what I have. But I don't know the power of it and the measurement. And I think that that's an issue all across your products. Every one of your products say, what's 5 grams going to do? What's 25 grams? I'm eating a gummy. I'm eating a brownie. It's 33%. It's 18%. You know, like all of these things and getting measurements, let alone understand the difference between limonene and pinene, and like all of the terps, but just understanding, beginning with the bombs and saying, what's the measurement I need for one Advil, two Advil, four Advil, which I think we all in our world from aspirin, we were a kid and shouldn't be taking aspirin, we learned later on, but whether you take one or two, or how to sort of gauge it and how to apply it, quite frankly.
So with the two topical bombs, with the Dixie Synergy or with the Curio's Move is in a stick. So it looks, it's like you roll it up like deodorant, and then you would just take it as an applicator and rub it where it hurts. The Dixie, you would scoop some out and put it on. So in either case, the amount that you're using is negligible in sense of quote danger, right? It's not penetrating your bloodstream. You don't get high from it. So you just take a little bit and rub it in. You should start to feel relief within about 15, 20 minutes max, I would say. And the difference is that Dixie is 50 milligrams of THC to 50 milligrams of CBD in the entire container. The Curio Move is 100 to 100. The next level up is we make a Move product on the medical side that's 150 to 150, and that comes in a transdermal form. Now, transdermal does cross the skin into the bloodstream, but you don't all, you will not.
That's a patch. When you say transdermal, that means patch or no?
No, it comes in like a stick, and it comes in a gel that you pump out the gel and you put it in. Odorless. Clean, right? You're not gonna like get it on your clothes and stuff. It's gonna absorb quickly. But
well, I've had that BioFreeze, right? Like, you know, as an athlete or whatever. And you know, and look, you smell like Bengay. I mean, you smell like Absorbine G. You smell like my father used to smell in the 70s. And that's not I like that's not what anybody wants. And they also don't want to feel greasy. And but for me, I'm even thinking about something that if I put it on before yoga, as an example, like I put a hair product on before I do yoga, I start to sweat, it gets in my eyes, it burns like hell. I'm thinking of something you could put on before. I mean, I'll be honest with you. My knee is a little swollen today. Like I'm a little lumpy and I've got like a heat thing with a hot pad when I had my knee surgery to say warm, moist heat, right? To sort of warm up. And I'm thinking of the Move product as being something like, hey, if I put this on and you know, I put it on before yoga, before I go 90 minutes hardcore, maybe loosen me up a little bit, put it on 30 minutes before class. I'm just thinking about how to use it from your lane perspective. So, I'm coming to you. I'm coming to Foreign Daughter. I'm taking advantage of Black Friday. I'm going to buy one of these things. And I'm going to come back in a month and tell you how it's working because I have a feeling it's going to work. I really do.
So you can do, so from an exercise perspective, I use it both ways. So I'll use it prophylactically. Like say I was going to do, like akin to a yoga, like something with strength training where you would tend to be sore afterward. I sometimes put it on before to minimize how sore I'll be. If I am sore post-workout, I use it to address that muscle soreness. Outside of exercise, if I'm like been sitting at the computer a lot and I feel like shoulder achy, I'll put it on. If I have menstrual cramps, I'll put it on my abdomen. Like any joint pain, muscle inflammation, it just seems to be helpful. You can put them on cuts and scrapes, sunburns. Like it helps your skin heal faster. I use it on my C-section scars. Like it has a lot of purposes, whether you have pain and inflammation or you just have irritation to your skin.
Yeah, see, I want to also the science side of what it does and why it works, you know, like why does it make my muscles feel better? And I don't think so much if I pop two Advil in the morning and say I'm stiff or whatever, like how does it work? And I know it's not great for me. And I know it's not awesome on my liver and my kidneys and my that you won't want to be doing it every day. Right. And I feel like the balm is an incredible gateway to show people that this actually works, because I know it works. And I'm achy right now. I'm sore. I'm working out too much. Wendy Bronfine is here. She is the chief brand officer of all things Curio. So, these things do go on sale from time to time and they can be tried in different ways. For me, medical, the 150 is going to be three times as potent, two times as the 50. How is it going to act quicker? Is it going to last longer? I'm just trying to understand
I think it comes down to more whatever, how much inflammation or pain are you experiencing? So like for me, I have our Dixie Synergy Balm, which is 50 to 50, and I have our Move product that's 100 to 100. But I don't ever have any inflammation or pain. Like the 50 to 50 does the job for me. It's really more like, am I in the mood for something that I scoop out and rub in, or am I in the mood for like the stick where I use it as its own applicator? That's where my preference comes. But I know other people have more or greater inflammation or pain needs. And so 100 is better for them than a 50 or even a 150. Now, the 150, when you're talking about transdermal, what's different there is that there's that bent that you're penetrating into the bloodstream. So while you could say my knee hurts and you could put it on your knee to be useful, you can also apply it places like the back of your hand where you have veins or on the top of your foot. And it's just going to move, enter your system through your bloodstream and travel to where it hurts. So the topical, you're always applying exactly where it hurts. The transdermal, you can apply it where you have an issue, but you also can apply it where your vein is to move it more quickly into your body.
That's brand new to me. Yes.
But you also you're not going to get a psychoactive effect. Just because it's transdermal, you shouldn't feel high. You should just have you could more so think of it as an extra strength approach to using something that goes onto your skin. The other thing is like, you know, there's other little tricks that people like, and maybe this is a little bit anecdotal, but, you know, take a shower, your pores are open, put it on after that. Just now when you were talking about your heating pad, you got your knee all hot from the heating pad, now put it on so it can penetrate with your pores open a little deeper, potentially a little faster. So different ways to use them. I mean, look, I personally, this is a little bit ridiculous, but I'm in this like private trial of anti-aging. I use that Dixie Balm on my face every night and have been using it for the last, I think like 5 years as like my night cream.
You look so good. Look at you. People don't know, you know?
THC CBD blends have some sort of like, you know, youthful anti-aging properties. I don't know if it does or doesn't, but I just keep doing it.
She is the Ponce de Leon of all things cannabis and chief brand officer here. Cannabis Without Compromise, our friends at Curio Wellness. We're going to be getting out to Foreign Daughter, and we're going to be doing a crab cake tour there next month as well. Trying to set that up in the middle of December. I don't want to be too presumptuous, but I'm going to get the date out. Hold the 15th of December. We're trying to make that happen. And we'll have some more details on that as we get through the holiday and the turkey. Black Friday, just last thing for you, because I know you got kids running all over and over the river and through the woods and turkey like the rest of us. The Black Friday thing, and this, any word to the wise for people to maybe, I don't know, try a new product? I just went through something with you. I didn't know about this 150. And when I think about the stick thing, I think Oh, I'll throw that in my yoga bag and just rub it on the middle of my back where I have an L3, L4 issue. If I'm a little sore in my, sometimes my shoulder's a little weird, my neck's a little weird. I mean, that's the kind of thing that can really help me, make me feel better. That's exactly why you're here, is to help people.
Yeah, that stick application is really pop from workout perspective. Gym bags, golf bags, tennis, pickle ball, anything, a lot of people have that as just like a tool to reapply and keep going. I've actually taken it with me at times when it's like an event and you are wearing high heels and you're just gonna get uncomfortable, and I'm just like, let me bomb it up and I'll get back out there.
You know where
Because
I needed it? I
it
needed it at the U2 show at the Sphere because I stood up for 5.5 hours like this, looking at
very
Bono, and then I'm walking around Vegas. That's why my knee screwed up. I did too much walking. I sort of overused it, and I'm thinking to myself, I had that kind of product, and just in the morning, in the afternoon, night, put a little balm on, and try to get it back to 100%. That's really what I'm trying to do, so I don't
yeah.
need the
Well, look,
stuff.
my
So it's more preventative than it is. Ouch, that hurts, you know.
Right, like my husband and I are big balm users. We probably have at least three in the house. I have my one in the bathroom that's like my night cream trial. We each have one at our nightstands for like we're always balming anything, something. It's like my joke is I'm like the dad in My Big Fat Greek Wedding who's like put Windex on it. If anything happens, I'm like put balm on it. A scrape, a pain, I put balm on everything.
Well, listen, I mean, I can just tell people you can stop by now and just buy it and try it, right? I mean, simple as that, literally.
Yes. And it's kind of like I would think of it as like a medicine cabinet item, right? Like you want to have it. Something's going to hurt. You're going to burn yourself in the kitchen. You're going to cut yourself, maybe cutting food this week while you're all the holiday season. It's just very useful to have. If you have like a thing of Vaseline or Aquaphor, like you have a bomb.
Don't talk about
And
cutting in the kitchen with my wife and the knives this week, please. Don't even say that. My God.
You asked about the holiday season and products. Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to see at our stores, Far and Daughter and Farm Ken in Elkton, lots of specials going on, Green Wednesday, Black Friday, and through the holiday season. Like I said, we really see like an increase in traffic this time of year. People are looking to be energized for all that they have to do. They're looking to manage anxiety and kind of all the social interactions, the family, the in-law, the friends, everything. And so it's just a really kind of popular time of year for us to be a resource for people.
It is available. It's legal. You need to be educated about it. And that's why we're here. And I am a blunt person. Our friends at Curio Wellness and Far and Daughter sponsored our 25th anniversary, hence the cupcake out here. It is Thanksgiving. You don't need any more cupcakes. We got pumpkin pie, pecan pie. You got a favorite pie? I like them all. I mean, I even like mincemeat pie, which makes me a little old fashioned, but I won't touch that fruitcake.
I have a coworker who makes an awesome sweet potato pie, and they usually show up this time of year. So that I think is my favorite.
They melt a little bit of marshmallow on top of that. Serve that up. I'm all about that with a cup of coffee after dinner. Wendy, I hope you have a beautiful Thanksgiving. Have a great weekend. We'll check back in. Thanks for the education part of this. It's been a lot of fun just not knowing about all this, but asking questions as they come up. And then having people come to me and talk to me about it now when I'm out doing these crab cake tours, they're like, oh, I heard your piece or this or that. Or, and I'm thinking, yeah, the first 30 years of my career, I couldn't learn about this and talk about this stuff. And I knew when my knee was messed up, my wife's like, you should ask Wendy about it. She knows everything. And I'm like, yep, that's what I'm going to do. You guys have a great
Well,
holiday, all right?
thank you. And anyone who has questions out there, that's a great point. Like anyone who's listening, send them in and we'll talk about, all these products and explain what's good, what you should look for, how it can help, what we do.
Well, that's why we're here. We appreciate that. And Wendy Bronfine is the Chief Brand Officer of all things Far and Daughter. And Farmer Kent, if you pass by York Road, northbound the Nautilus Diner, southbound coming from Timonium, through your holiday travels, stop in, say hello, friendly folks there, and lots of sales going on here for Black Friday. I'm holding out for, let's see, Black Friday is like when I ask my personal Santa, which is my credit card, like I need a new pillow, I need some long underwear, I need some things for the holiday. So make sure you're shopping wisely out there, and whatever you're doing, please participate responsibly and all that stuff. We got the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. lottery. I'm running low on the Raven scratch-offs. We're going to have those scented lottery tickets, the gingerbread and the peppermint. We'll have those next week at Coco's on Wednesday, Thursday at Gertrude's. Friday, we're going to be up at the Hollywood Casino up in Cecil County that our friends at Foreign Daughter and Curio Wellness know about with their new dispensary up in Elkton as well. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Thanksgiving, turkey, gobble, gobble, and Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.